Who's the show? It is me. Yes, it is I. It is thy. It is they. It is your internet acquaintance. Yes, yes, that's me, Linda James. That's right. There's a cat sniffing the microphone right now, too. Yes, it is I, your internet acquaintance, LJ, and my new co-host, Benjamin. Benjamin, are you walking around the desk? Yes, walking away. You may hear Benjamin from time to time. We're going to talk about him because he is the light of my life. He is, yes. Don't think I forgot about you, Rebecca. Hi, it is I, LJ. And this is Internet Acquaintance. Welcome, yes. What is Internet Acquaintance, you may be asking, if you're new here, or if you haven't caught on to the tone so far, with a kitten walking around the desk and me just warbling about. This show is a long voicemail. Just a long, relaxed voicemail from your internet acquaintance, and that is me. That is me. I'm just gonna, like, you know, just talk about some things, you know. Feel free to draw while we're doing this. Feel free to just, like, you know, play with your cat. Mine's, I believe inside of a drawer next to me. Nope, he's just poking around. Feel free to play a video game. You know, we're gonna talk about some of those perhaps later. We're just gonna have a chill time. You know, I have been having a lot of life updates, you know. And, you know, I've adopted a cat. I'm back at work full time. And so July has just been, it's gone is what it is. July was a little bit, you know, packed. And so I only got to do one pod. So consider this early August pod, your second July pod. We do two pods. Our goal is always two pods a month. We're going to try to do three this month. So bear with me. It might happen. It might not. We're just cruising. I'm just living my life. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. Yes. Yes. Welcome. So, yeah, I'm a busy mom, working full time, supporting my only cat. And, that's been a fun shift. I'm happy to be doing it, but I'm very tired. You know, we're getting out of the basement a little bit more these days. But mostly also spending my free time underground, inside, watching films, playing video games. You know, I am a homebody. You know, we're going to talk about some of that. Yes, we are. You know, and we'd like to start out the show by saying, hey, get a vaccine. Wouldn't that be fun? Oh my gosh, have you not gotten it yet? I love mine. Mine is doing great. You know, if you're apprehensive and you're eligible, if you are, you know, able to, I highly encourage it. Wouldn't that be nice if we all just, everyone who is eligible, got a vaccine? Yes. I think it would. I think it's also important to say Black Lives Matter. I think it's important to say defund the police and invest in community. I think it's important to say trans rights are human rights. And I think it's important to say that, you know, let's look at Benjamin. Adopt from the Humane Society. Adopt, don't shop. Let's throw that in there. Hey, that's a fun one. Adopt, don't shop, you know? I'm very, very pleased with my adopted cat, who is currently in the sink licking residue coconut oil from the sink. Benjamin? See how he listens to me? Benjamin, I'm going to come get you. Benjamin, please. Oh, not even licking residue from the sink, but an upside down pan in the sink had maneuvered his little tiny self underneath the pan and was licking up to the ceiling, which was the pan. Benjamin, that's outrageous. That is outrageous behavior. You get really good food and you get really nice treats, okay? There's no need to be licking a pan in that fashion. I don't care for it. Mother doesn't care for it. You know, part of the fun of being a cat parent now is that I get to say things like, Benjamin, mother doesn't care for that. He's back in the sink. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. People say, like, you know, like, oh, I don't let my cat get on the counters. How? 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 What system of training did you implore to make that happen? Because sometimes I just get up in the night and he's in the corner of the cat counter, just sitting there, watching me. If I go to get a glass of water and we were both sleeping in bed, perhaps you can hear him licking the pan currently. Benjamin, if I get up in the night for water and I open the refrigerator door and I turn back with the light of the refrigerator, he's gone from the bed. He's next to me, and I have to look around all over the place to find him because he's just circling like a shark. Benjamin, thank you for stopping. It's a lot. You can imagine that around my house now. There's a lot of Rebecca. Benjamin? Rebecca? Benjamin? Benjamin, respect Rebecca. She's older than you. And she's been here for some time. He's still licking the pan. Cats love coconut oil, is what we've learned recently. Coconut oil at all costs. Put that on a sticker with a picture of my cat. But Benjamin, yes, Benjamin and I recently, we're doing great. If you're up, first up, first on the docket, kitten update. We are doing great. Benjamin is the light of my life, and I love him very much. We went to the doctor, didn't we? Yes, we did. Go, okay, he's gonna run back to the pan now. We went to the doctor recently. This was a big success. It's very hard to get into a doctor in my neighborhood currently, because everyone adopted a cat either last kitten season or this kitten season, and that's fair. I'm one of them. I did the second wave of kitten adopting here in the Pacific Northwest during the pandemic times. And I'm not looking back. It has just elevated my life to a new level. I have just I have a certain just confidence in security and this clan of two, you know? Benjamin, this is an audio show and we can hear your tongue scraping against the pan. Benjamin? Benjamin, I'm putting the pan on the dishwasher. You cannot be trusted. Pamela? Wait, no. Denise? Denise, open up. Benjamin, you can come over here. You can come over to the studio, to the audio studio, when you're ready. Please stop licking the things in the sink. This is a lot of my life right now, and I'm sharing that with you. This is a home vlog, you know, a home pod. So yes, he's adorable. I will say he's one of the only problems that we were having was that he was to wake me up in the morning to feed him. He was attacking my feet, and that was not good. That was not fun. I said, this might not work out, Benjamin. I looked him in the eye and I said, you need to stop it. You need to stop it, or mother's going to send you back. Mother's going to send you back if you never stop. And I think he heard that. I think he also learned over the course of the week, as we've become just madly in love over the last 3, 4 weeks that I've had him, that if you attack mother's feet in the morn, she's going to wrap you up like a burrito in a blanket, and she's going to have a strict, stern talking to you, and then she's going to just encourage you, let's say encourage you off the bed. I'm not going to say throw you off the bed, because I do it in a very nice way, right, Benjamin? I encourage him off the bed, and then I begin taking a stance. The four-legged stance of a furious cat, and hissing at 5 in the morning on my bed. And that, you know, we did that 2 nights, and he stopped. He said, this approach isn't working. So now I'm trying to, we've he's gotten less aggressive and he's gotten later. I've thank you, Carly, my friend Carly. We love Carly. TT, we call Carly, she's a TT. TT told me feed him at midnight and he'll sleep later. We started doing that, and by golly, that has worked. So he's gotten a little later. I'm trying to turn my alarm on my phone into his food bell so he knows, like, wait for that. But he's getting closer. But we are, you know, more of a 7 a.m.er now. Wake up for food. And he's learned to be adorable, is what he's learned. Is that being adorable will get him what he wants and not fighting with my feet. So he walks up to me and he just goes, meow, meow, just looks at me, sits on my chest and goes, meow, or walks around my head, which is annoying, but much better than the foot attacks. And he says, meow, just little tiny meows. And I try to cuddle with him and he goes, meow, for a second, but then he gets up and he lets me know, I'm asking for food. I don't care about your affection right now. This is strictly food based. And he says, meow.
Benjamin, where are you? Benjamin?
Oh, he's over there. It works. I get up, I give him a scoop of crunchies, and I go back to bed. And that gives me a good hour, another hour in bed. And then he's actually ready to cuddle, and that's been so nice. Oh my God. We're loving it. We went to the doctor for his checkup. He's good. He's fine. He's wonderful. They said, wow, this guy's chill. I said, yeah, he is. You know how we got there? Hissing on the bed at 5 a.m. But I had gotten him a cat backpack because I said, this cat, I've had cats before who, it was a production to get them to get into their case to go to the doctor. And I said, we're not doing that, Benjamin. We are not doing that this time, okay? You're going to get in the bag and you're going to like it. So I got him a cat backpack, not the plastic bubble kind. I got him a nice, secure, netted one. It has clip closures on the zippers. This cat's not getting away from me, okay? And I decided that we were going to start training for walking around, because I wanted him to think that, like, if he gets in the bag, we're not going to the doctor. We're just going for a walk. Or maybe we're going for a little ride in the car. And it's going to be fun, and we're going to be back home soon. So we started, first we did a walk around the yard, you know, in the cat backpack. And then we would start doing walks around the street, walks around the block. You know, he got a little anxious. We turned around, we went home, you know. It's okay, Benjamin. It's okay. But he's gotten very good at it. Now he really likes it. And, you know, I even took him in the car to, like, move my parking a couple times just to get him used to that. And that was good. And so finally, you know, the vets in my neighborhood are booked solid. Don't even bother. But I straddle another neighborhood, and that vet was a delight. A wonderful delight. If you're in Seattle, Eastlake Veterinary, beautiful facility, wonderful staff, loved every second of it, and we could walk. So I put him in the cat backpack, and we had our longest walk yet, and he loved every minute of it, and he was totally fine at the doctor. They gave him Cheese Whiz to take his temperature up his butt, which I had never seen before at a veterinary practice, but found to be absolutely genius. And it worked. He was like, whoop, and then just went back to the whiz. He, like, did not care at all. He had a great time. Tested for FIV and feline leukemia. No news is good news. They did not call me. So that's good, Benjamin. That's good. He does have cat herpes, though. But all cats, it's like people in cold sores. It's like everybody has it, or they have it and they're asymptomatic, or they've been exposed and they're just, like, immune or whatever. Like, it's like there's no getting away from cat herpes. Like, if you see a cat squinting one eye, now I know, cat herpes. Just a little blink, you know, when they blink soft one eye, cat herpes. Did your cat sneeze randomly? Cat herpes, you know. So you know, I knew that when I got him, I said, that's fine. That's fine, Benjamin. Come home with me. You're going to be relaxed. It's also like, you know, when they get upset, their herpes flares up. So he has got a touch of the herp, and we're fine with that, aren't we, Benjamin? Yes, we're keeping it under control. Yes, we are. Yes. Oh, I, you know, like we, you know, thank you for all the kind messages. We received a lovely gift also in the mail. Benjamin, did you receive a gift? Did you receive a gift? Did you receive drugs in the mail? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Was it from your uncle? Yes, it was. Yes, it was. John, thank you, John. Thank you, John. I posted on Instagram, on the Internet Acquaintance page, that someone sent drugs to my son, and I didn't know who. I think there was a, I don't, I think they sent a card to people, but I think they sent the wrong card, perhaps, because it was not from John. Johnny McGovern sent him a handmade pot leaf catnip toy, and then a big joint. Yes, a big fat joint filled with catnip. That's fabric. John, he loves it. He actually does love the joint, and he loves holding things in his mouth. So that's going to be super fun when I eventually get a picture of it. I've tried to get a picture and say thank you on the Internet Acquaintance page, but Benjamin is anti-photo. He does not want to be photographed. And if you do get a photo of him, he's going to mess it up on purpose. Like, he could be doing the cutest thing in the world and holding a full fat catnip joint in his mouth, sitting up straight looking like a gangsta, and then you pull your camera out and he drops it, flops over, and like shakes his head uncontrollably. He's a paparazzi. He doesn't want you to take his picture. He wants a private life, and I can respect that, Benjamin, but I would like to take a picture of you with the joint in your mouth because it's so cute. So thank you, John. Thank you so much. We love it. We love it. He also, you know, I've been enjoying making little box tunnels for Benjamin. I have my bed up on lifts because I want a little more storage room, but I'm not storing that much anymore underneath it. I got rid of a lot of stuff. Goodwill. So, you know, I ordered some cat litter because it's so heavy. I didn't want to drag it home from the supermarket. Ordered some cat litter. Got the box, cut a little hole at one end, cut a little hole at the other end. That's a cat tunnel. And he loves it. I found a shoebox for my oboes. Remember my oboes? I'm not bringing them back. Cut a hole in that. Lid pops up. It's a cat dream. So, you know, we're having fun making boxes for Benjamin. He's cleaning himself right now. He's having a nice time. So, yeah. We've made a lot of progress. We're having a lot of fun. I will say that having Benjamin has inspired me to live a little bit better. And you know, I live in this very nice apartment with an outdoor space that the rent has raised 2 times in the last 6 months. You know, cool. We're staying. You know what? We're staying. We're going to make it work, sweetie. But I'm getting a lease this time, so it's not going to raise again for a year. So I finally bought some nice new outdoor hanging baskets for in front of my apartment. Yes, I did. And while I was at Lowe's, they also had some herbs. Yes, I have a little herb garden on my deck. They're just potted. They're going to die probably soon. But for a while, we're going to eat them. I'm going to eat the shit out of these herbs until I can. And I looked up this morning. I grabbed some cilantro to have with my eggs and avocado and fresh. And I said, hey, Google, is cilantro okay for cats? Didn't hear me this time, but last time it said, yeah, it is. It is. So that's a fun thing for us both to enjoy, Benjamin, the garden, huh? Take a little cilantro out. He follows me around the house. He likes just smelling it out of my hand. He doesn't want to, if I throw it on the ground, he's not that interested. He wants me to hold it so that he can stand up and smell it. That's my boy.
That's my Benjamin.
I have also, you know, I got the plant decals up, you know that. I've rearranged my apartment a little bit. It's a delight. It's a delight in here. I'm staying. I'm going to have a good time. And everything's going to be fine, okay? That's how I talk to myself. Oh, okay, now let's work that back. Let's work that back from let's work that back to a kinder, gentler place. I've chosen to stay. It's the right decision for me and my son. And I'm confident in my ability to make the money to stay here. And I am going to enjoy every second of it, you know, because who knows? Who knows what's around the corner? So, yes, that's the Benjamin update. Perhaps he'll come over and sit on my lap and talk, because he is a very talkative cat. We talk all day long, except for while I'm podcasting, apparently, when he just wants to lick pans and himself and be quiet. So that's it. Rebecca, I have to apologize to you. Yes, I appreciate that you appreciate that. Rebecca is overdue. And I keep trying to give these scobies away, and people are hesitant. And so I've just got a refrigerator that looks like I'm Igor the Mad Scientist. And I've got a Rebecca that's overdue for brewing, but we're going to do it later. We're going to do it probably tomorrow, Rebecca. Probably tomorrow. I have nothing to do before work, and that's going to be you and me time. Yesterday, I made the seitan. That was on the to-do list. That was a big one. I tried a new seitan, like, recipe in the Instant Pot. And this time, usually I cut it up into chunks and throw it all in and let it absorb, you know. And but this recipe called for the seitan to be formed into a log and just put that right in. It did want a steaming tray. I did not use a steaming tray, but I it was fine nonetheless. And I find that it came out much like denser this way. And then afterwards I cut up the log into cubes and put it away. And I like that for storing, because usually I'm eating my seitan in wraps. But I'm considering breading the seitan and frying it, because I think I might be able to make some good chicken nuggets. Chickenless chicken nuggets with this seitan. Okay? So you know, you can hit me up for that recipe, or you can just Google Instant Pot Seitan, and it's the number two choice. That's the one I went with. But that's good, Rebecca. So we've been busy, Rebecca. I've been busy. You know that, Rebecca. You're happy. I can tell. I can smell that you're happy. And we're gonna bottle tomorrow. Your bottles are fresh. Your bottles are clean. I just cleaned them yesterday. We're just preparing, and everything's gonna be fine, Rebecca. We're gonna do it. Just settle down. I did get, gosh, where did I get this from? I went on a sticker buying spree on Etsy, because I got a new work case for my tools. Because if you're going back to work full time, you need to zhuzh up your work case. I had one of those Kaboodly hairdresser ones, and it was so heavy and a no-go. It's just a no-go. If you're a hairdresser, if you're a barber, everyone at my establishment, you know, like, I guess it's, most people use toolboxes, big metal toolboxes, because it's cool, just because it's cool, quite frankly, and it's convenient. I said, and I did find a Kaboodly lightweight from a back toolbox that's like a Tupperware, but it has some good little containers on top for clips and stuff, and that everything fits in fine. And it's black with a neon green lid. Okay. And I love it. And so I wanted to buy, support some artists, you know, on Etsy. We love supporting artists by buying stickers. It's one of my favorite ways. I don't have money for $1,000 originals, you know, but I do have money for $5 stickers. So, or $2 stickers, you know. So Andrew Illustrated, you can find him. He's got some great work. I bought a kombucha sticker, and it says booch, and it's a glass jar, and the sticker's like see-through as well, which is sick. And then there's like the tea layer, and then there's this scoby in there, and it's got its tentacles hanging down, and two of the tentacles are arms with hands. And then he's got a little creepy little smile under the water, and then two little eyes, like peeking up at you from the top layer. And I just, and ears, the Scooby. Rebecca, can you hear me? Of course she can. She answers me. We talk. You're a podcast host. You're a podcast co-host. Of course you can listen to me. But I just saw this sticker and I said, wow, that's Rebecca. That is Rebecca. So I've got that front and center on my new toolbox, Andrew Illustrated. Thank you so much for that sticker. Thank you so much for having that sticker available for me to purchase. I really love it. And he sent two. He sent two. This is why you buy from small shops on Etsy, because you never know. Sometimes you get a Tui. They say, thanks for shopping. Here's a Freeb, you know? So, love that. I've got a Miss Minutes sticker to go on to. Loved Loki. So yeah, that's what's been going on with me and Rebecca, basically, in our work. Rebecca, how's work? Ouch, you're waiting for your boss to change out your office? Ouch. Okay. Rebecca's doing well, I'm doing well, Benjamin's doing well. And, yeah, we've just been hanging out, basically. And so I thought maybe we could talk about some of the films that I've been watching, because I, you know, am not going out too much. I'm staying in and watching movies, and I love it. I've really developed a love of the cinema. And by the cinema, I mean watching films at home in bed. I used to like watching TV shows, because, you know, you turn them off in 30 minutes to an hour, and, you know, like, and I still do. I still love those, but I've developed a new love of film in my life, because I want to be done in 90 minutes to 120 minutes. You know, I want to be over, you know, and I will watch a continuation. I'll watch a sequel, but like, I really like just stories that end soon. Like, I'm not watching Lost, you know what I'm saying? I, however, am a hypocrite, because I'm watching The Bad Batch, Clone Wars, Rebels, every single Star Wars thing, and a never-ending story that's happening all the time that's a soap opera and was reared on all my children, you know, like 30-year-long series. So, you know, I'm not saying that I'm over them. I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm saying that, you know, movies have become a fun new thing for me that I love. Late to the party on movies. But here I am. And what's my number one pick? You know, I am not a hairstylist who wants to know about your job or your work or your personal life. I want to know what you're watching. I want to tell you what I'm watching. That's most of my, how's your day? How's the day? How you doing? Good? You know, if you want to get personal, go ahead. If you want to be quiet for the rest of the time, go ahead. And then, you know, we're our last, if you're a little talkative, I'm going to ask, what are you watching? What are you doing? What are you, like, what's entertaining you? Because, like, I just want to have fun, a fun chill time when I'm cutting your hair. And my big recommendation recently has been, okay, other than the Fear Street films, which did we discuss? Did we discuss the Fear Street films? If we didn't, it was a trilogy that Netflix released. One film a week for 3 weeks. 94, 78, 1666. And I loved that. I loved feeling like it was a movie of the week again. It felt like the 80s. And I like, if you watch the Trixie and Katya review, Netflix review on YouTube of this film series, thought that we were in for some CW stuff, and we kind of were, except gruesome, graphic, heads, you know, things happening to people's heads a lot. If you cannot handle a really robust makeup department expression through things, horrifying things happening to people's heads, this is not the series for you. But if you are like, if you can handle that, I highly recommend. The other film that caught me, which I had no idea going into what it even was, I just said, yeah, this movie's number one, let's watch it, a couple weeks ago. This is a German film called Blood Red Sky. It's on Netflix. It made its number one. Perhaps you've seen it. I loved this film, okay? I'm not going to really spoil anything. I didn't know the premise at all to this film, but I gather that by looking at the artwork that's been released since, if you haven't seen this film, as the cover art, you know, on Netflix, I'm not giving much away. I think it even says so in the description of the film. Let me look at what the description of the film is on Netflix. Okay, here it is. Flying with her young son, a mysteriously ill woman is forced to unleash a dark secret when terrorists attempt to hijack their transatlantic flight. Okay, so that is all the things that I was going to say. This is a spoiler, except for the illness, but by the box cover, we'll call it, by the artwork they have up, it's kind of clear. I'm going to tell you about this film, okay? This is a German film, beautifully dubbed. I can see how it was number one because the dubbing is flawless. You know when that distracts you sometimes? Easy to watch, even though it's dubbed. This lady, okay, she's a young woman. She's a young mother. And she's also, wait for it, mysteriously ill, wait for it, with, skip forward a couple seconds if you don't want to know. You know what? You forget it. You know, don't even. I'm spoiling it. No, I'm spoiling it slightly, even though it's already spoiled. Okay, forget it. Ready? I'm telling you. She's a young mother who is also a vampire. Her son is human, and she's taking drugs that keep her from going full vampire. Now, she is not, people, she is not a beautiful Twilight vampire. She's not. She's not even a wrinkly-faced Buffy vampire. She is the full Nosferatu, terrifying, pointy-eared, fangalicious, bald-headed vampire when she's fully feral. Okay? She's got a wig on. She's taking her shot. She's taking her son on a transatlantic flight. And then, wouldn't you know it, because it said so, I just told you in the trailer, which I didn't know at the time that I was watching it. I said, what's going to happen with this vampire mom on this flight? Oh, it's not her. It's not her we're worried about. Plane's hijacked by terrorists. Guess who has to save the day? Vampire mom and little human son. I should be writing these synopsises for these films because they should put that up there. I mean, people, a million people already watched it. It's like it was a huge hit. But, you know, if you haven't watched it, run, don't walk. It is Die Hard. It is Snakes on a Plane. It is Nosferatu. It is just a wonderful delight of an action film. It's almost a throwback because it's a type of storytelling we don't get all the time anymore. And I found it refreshing, and it had enough twists that made me say, this is fresh. This is new. This is exciting. I know you're going to watch it. I highly recommend. I also watched Gunpowder and Milkshake. And if you liked Pushing Daisies, but you wish it had more just graphic violence and women kicking ass, Gunpowder and Milkshake is for you. I wonder if Gunpowder and Milkshake is by in some way the same people as Pushing Daisies, because it just felt like that. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like almost cartoony Gunpowder Milkshake, not Gunpowder and Milkshake. This is a Netflix original. It's an hour and 54 minutes. 62% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let me tell you, I liked it though. I fully liked it all the way. Great cast. Directed by Navat Papuchado. Let's go to the IMDb. Let's see. What else are you working on? This is annoying, this website. Director. Okay. He wrote it as well. He's known for Big Bad Wolves and Rabies. I think that he also, let's put in his bio, also very influenced by the aesthetic of Pushing Daisies. Because he was. No, he just does horror movies. Okay. I'm gonna have to look into him further. Speaking of violent movies, I also watched Suicide Squad this weekend, and it was lovely. Gosh. Margot Robbie, give her the Oscar for playing Harley Quinn. Forget about Tanya Harding. Give her the Oscar for perfectly playing Harley Quinn, no matter what the film. I liked, the last film I saw in the theaters was, the Harley Quinn film in early 2020. And I love this. Without her, I don't know if I would like it as much, but everything was great. Everything was good. At first, I was like, how's this going to go? I don't know. Once you get to the Harley Quinn B storyline, you're like, I'm here, I'm queer, and I'm ready for Suicide Squad. I love this. I love this. I'm loving this. She's, she holds the movie. She's holding the DC universe for me currently. You know, like, I love the humor and the camp that they put in with Harley Quinn's just total psychotic, you know, self. I love it. I love it. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. Those are my three movies. Those are my three movies that I've watched. They're all pretty, pretty violent. I don't know what that says about my current mindset, or reaction to the world, but they are escapist fantasies. And you know, unlike our beloved Star Wars, where no blood is shed, very much blood is shed in these. So, you know, trigger warning for those of you who don't like that. But otherwise, some top quality films right there. So, yes. What else have I been doing, you say? Well, how are video games? Well. Richie, I've used the gift card. Thank you. Richie sent me a gift card for Nintendo, a token, which I very much appreciated for my birthday, and at the advice of some coworkers, I purchased something I didn't think I would purchase or ever be interested in, but quite like, actually, and that is Mario Golf. Yes. Now, I'm not a big golf fan, but I do like a calm, relaxing game. And I think that, you know, Mario Golf is good enough where we can just shut down all the golf courses and everyone can just play at home. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the golf culture, the golf industry, golf courses. I think that it's time to pack them up. I think I'm perfectly fine to play, you know, except for an occasional mini golf. Okay, let's be clear. Those are fun. But am I perfectly happy to play as Princess Peach, hitting a ball and trying to learn the physics of an imaginary wind in an imaginary world, beautifully landscaped? Yes, I like it. I'm fine with it. So that's good. I've been practicing. I'm not quite to online play. I'm not quite to competing in Mario Golf, but we're going to get there. I think it's a winner. I think it's a keeper. If you're looking for a new relaxing game and you're a Switch person, you might want to consider Mario Golf. This has got, you know, a couple different ways to play. It's a little, you know, it's a little Smash Brothery menu, except instead of beating each other, you are playing golf, playing hitting balls, according to an imaginary wind. And one of the most fun things is the outfits, I would say. You know, Bowser, sort of they've dressed as a Guy Fieri type. And who doesn't like that? Who doesn't like that? Flame sort of bowling shirt, you know, visor. Bowser is Guy Fieri in Mario Golf. Guy Fieri, I would like, you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Guy Fieri live stream on Twitch playing Mario Golf as Bowser, as Guy Fieri. That's what I'm looking for. That's the kind of soothing content I'm looking for these days. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Beautiful. I love fake golf. Where's Benjamin? He went to sleep. I thought he was going to be my new co-host. He went to sleep. Well, I have to go to work soon, so I'm going to take a shower. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it so much. I hope you enjoy this sort of soothing, rambling voicemail content. I plan to do more of it. If you'd like to support this pod, you can at anchor.fm/LindaJames/support. You can support us for $1, $5, or $10 a month. Or, you know, if you are already supporting and you would like to stop based on this episode or any other episodes, go ahead and visit the site and cancel. But I do ever so appreciate it. If you'd like to send a tip to Benjamin, Rebecca, and I, you can do so at TheLindaJames on Venmo. I believe my name is James James now, as in the name portion of that, because, you know, I'm back at work with receptionists, so I don't want to confuse them anymore. I got to tip people, etc. So, there's that. Ooh, I found a little spider. You know, I thought Benjamin would attack more spiders in my home. You know, I thought that was going to be part of our, part of the deal here. Take him outside after I'm done. He's tiny, but as I've seen before, I've had moments in my life where I've left spiders to do their own thing, and then they have thousands of babies. So we're not gonna do that this time. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Support mutual aids. You know, buy stuff from small sellers. You know, wherever you are, locally, on Etsy, whatever. You know, it's hard out there. Every little bit counts. Take your mental health seriously. Try therapy. Normalize therapy. Do you, boo? Thanks for listening. Olive juice. I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Oh, and thank you to Ketsa for Pennies, our royalty-free song of the week. Take it away, Ketsa.